All the rest of the local news in brief. Here are snippets of all the other local news items you would otherwise have missed. Bark Coffee Shop is a dog-friendly lunch venue opening at Malden's Madison Heights complex, offering typical cafe lunch food, including sandwiches and paninis, as well as a range of treats for four-legged friends, including dog beer and paw secco. It opens at 9:30 a.m. every day of the week. It closes at 3 p.m. Monday to Thursday and 5 p.m. Friday to Sunday. The coffee shop replaces the Bakehouse Coffee Shop, which closed unexpectedly in May 2023. Essex Wildlife Trust has shared footage of a rare blonde badger on social media, but has not revealed where it was spotted to avoid members of the public potentially disturbing it. The Trust Protected Species Manager, Darren Tansley, said, "They're so rare. I see badgers from time to time, but they're always the normal colour. This is a 1 in 10,000 thing that you're going to spot." 46 pupils from Helena Romanus School, Dunmo, are celebrating a successful Duke of Edinburgh's Award bronze expedition. They hiked from High Roding to Screens Park near Roxwell in 6 hours. The group planned their route in advance and, once at the site, set up camp and pitched their tents before cooking their meals using outdoor cooking equipment. They then hiked home again. Businesses with a difference are moving into the building vacated by Lingard Fabrics in Rain Road, Braintree, after 67 years. The ground floor of Twyford House has been taken over by Braintree's Artoria Tattoo and Piercings, and the first and second floors will be used by Clutopia Escape Rooms, which already has sites in Clacton, Harwich, Walton and Ipswich. Ofsted inspectors have given an outstanding rating to Chatham Free School at Riven Hall, which caters for pupils with complex special educational needs or disabilities. The watchdog said, "Pupils make remarkable progress. Most start school with limited communication skills. Through specialised techniques, pupils learn to independently communicate their wishes and feelings." A salon owner in Witham has been left overwhelmed and humbled after being given a top award in the beauty industry. Hayley Bone of HB Aesthetics has been crowned Entrepreneur of the Year for her efforts in the beauty industry. The 36-year-old opened the business 7 years ago as a training academy for aesthetics and skin care, as well as a clinic. Little Eastern computing student Jake Bolton scooped a top prize at the Innovate UK Immersive Tech Awards for his virtual reality project. Jake Bolton and his fellow students on the virtual and augmented reality course at Goldsmiths, University of London, won the jury prize for their Beatbox VR project. It is a virtual reality drumming simulator and rhythm game for drummers of all skill levels with an emphasis on customization. Firms are being invited to the Green Business Expo at the Plaza Braintree on Thursday, June the 20th. Running from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m, there will be information stalls, networking opportunities and a range of talks on offer. Braintree Council is offering a free DigiGo bus shuttle service to and from Braintree Railway Station to the Plaza. Timetable for the draft Uttlesford local plan has been pushed back due to general election. It will now be published by Monday, July the 8th. All district council meetings to discuss it have had to be rescheduled for a week later. Pop-up market stalls are being offered for 2 months free of charge by Braintree Council to help launch young people into business. They must be aged 16 to 30 and have a trader idea with items they have created or designed.